Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. We're going to be looking at 2 Samuel chapter number 9, speaking about from the broken to the blessed, talking about Mephibosheth. Hope it's a blessing as you listen. 2 Samuel chapter number 9 tonight, and I've already had you stand, so we're going to just read through the text, all right? If you've got your pen handy, while we go through the text, I want you to underline the name Mephibosheth. Underline the name Mephibosheth. So we're going to begin reading tonight in verse number 1. And David said, "Is there yet any that is left of the house of Saul that I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake?" And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when he had called him unto David, the king said unto him, "Art thou Ziba?" And he said, "Thy servant is he." And the king said, "Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet." And the king said unto him, "Where is he?" And Ziba said unto the king, "Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, in Lodabar." Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodabar. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, "Mephibosheth." And he answered, "Behold, thy servant." And David said unto him, "Fear not, for I will show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul thy father. And thou shalt eat bread at my table continually." And he bowed himself and he said, "What is thy servant that thou shouldest look upon such a dead dog as I am?" Then the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, "I have given unto thy master's son all that pertaineth to Saul and to all his house. Thou therefore and thy sons and thy servants shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruits that thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall also eat bread alway at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then said Ziba unto the king, "According to all of my lord the king hath commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth," he said the king, "he shall eat at my table as one of his king's sons." Excuse me. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. And all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, for he did eat continually at the king's table, and was lame on both his feet. Let's pray. Father, we come to the throne of grace tonight, and I'm asking you, Father, to do a work that only you can do. And God, I do not have the ability to save anyone in the congregation tonight. I do not have the ability to encourage anyone in the building tonight. But God, I know that the Spirit of God that worketh in me does. And I ask you, Father, to do an operation, Lord God, on your people tonight. Lord, I ask you, Father, to take the words, the small words to which I have studied. I pray that you'd let it go far, farther than what I could ever dream. God, I pray that you'd use it for your glory and your honor. We do thank you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. As we begin tonight, I'd like to share with you some thoughts that the Lord gave me concerning Mephibosheth. And what I'm going to refer to tonight as the broken. I want to preach on the thought, from broken to blessed. From broken to blessed. That's the title of the message tonight. From broken to blessed. Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan, and Jonathan was David's friend. And he was also the grandson of Saul. And if you were to go through and underline the broken's name, Mephibosheth, like some of you have done tonight, you would find that his name is mentioned 7 times within the text. Well, I find it amazing tonight that the number 7 refers to and is an association with God's number for completeness or God's number of perfection. When applied to this man, however, we find that he is broken, that he is hurting, that his feet are lame. And so I find it interesting that while his name is mentioned 7 times, we don't find a perfect man. We find a broken man is what we find. His injury came accidentally when he was dropped by his nurse at the age of 5, causing him to be crippled on both of his feet. So Mephibosheth was a man that was broken because he was lame on both feet. Now, in Mephibosheth, we see a man that is hopeless. You can say that a man that's lame on both feet has a problem with transportation. He has a problem with mobility. And so what we see is this, we see the picture of the hopeless. Because of all of his family is also gone. He is by himself, amen. And now he is there in a hopeless state by himself in a place called Lodabar. In Mephibosheth, we see a man that's also helpless because he can't do for himself. Not to mention that Mephibosheth, according to the Bible, is in a place called Lodabar. Now, Lodabar means this. There's a place there. I think it was Brother Dewey Barnwell shared this with me one time. He said that the word Lodabar has to do with a place of no pasture. You say, well, preacher, what's that got to do with anything? Well, the reason why that there's no pasture could be the lack of sunlight. It could be the lack of sustenance from the ground. It could be some all kinds of different. I just don't know. It could be a trashy land, if you will. And there's just places in this world you just can't get nothing to grow. That place, no pasture, seems to point us to the fact that there was a lack of food. I'd say that the contrast here, Brother Sammy, he is in a place with no food, but yet he was being welcomed to a table that had plenty of food, amen? And so I think that this place of Lodabar is referring to a place of no provision. I think it's a land that has to be worked. It's a land that's full of curse, a land full of darkness, a land that's not desired. I don't know tonight, but I feel like that, man, over here in Samuel chapter number 9, that I couldn't help but feel like that I've been in this place called Lodabar before. It seems to speak of the place, the condition of a lost man. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, a world without light, a world without God, a world without a king, a world without supply, a world without love, a world without hurt, a world with pain and suffering. That seems to be what Lodabar seems to line up like. There seems to be nothing worth dying for in this land called Lodabar. Can I tell you, friend, that man, after you've experienced the grace and the mercy of God, you'll look back at this whole world and you'll say, what in the world do I have to live for? Amen. The only reason why that I'm here tonight is because of the grace of God, because I've met a king, amen, and because that king loves me. That's the only reason why I'm going to keep going on for the glory of God. And there seems to be this, and the first point I want you to see tonight is, it seems I want you to look at the subject from blessed to broken, and I see this. I see that there was, first of all, an interest in the broken. There was an interest in the broken. Look with me in verse number 3. And the king said, is there not any of the house of Saul that I may show kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet. The king shows some interest in this one that's broken. Boy, you think about this. The king said, where is he? I like that, don't you? Amen. Within the text over there in verse number 4, he said this, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he's in the house of Machir, the son of Abel in Lodabar. Hey, I'm glad, listen to you. Aren't you glad tonight that while in the state of brokenness, while in the state of law, in the lost condition of darkness, there was some interest, amen, to come our way. I'm glad that, amen, that the God of heaven, amen, sent the Holy Ghost my way and said, hey, there's one in need. Where is he? Amen. He knew where I was at that night. Amen. He knew how to get to me. He knew how to get the right servant there. I'm glad, amen, tonight. Listen, I'm glad I got a God that loves me, amen. While I'm in a state of darkness, while I'm in a state of helplessness, I'm glad that God still's looking out my way. The Lord sent the grace of God. He sent out a search party, if you will. You say, what was he looking for? He is looking for one, amen. He was looking for one, a single individual. He wasn't looking for the town of Lodabar. He was looking for one, amen, that night. I'm glad, amen, he came looking for me, friend. I don't know if you've ever been saved with the grace of God, but I sure am thankful for the night that I got saved, amen. I'm glad that God came my way, amen, and God found me where I was at, amen, in my dark and lonesome state. I'm glad God saved me, amen. While Mephibosheth was mentioned 7 times in the text, I got to think, I got to be careful. I'm about to get wound up, amen. I'll never get through this thing. I got to thinking, while Mephibosheth was mentioned 7 times in the text, what about the name David? Well, Warren Wiersbe said this. He said that the name David is used 5 times in chapter number 9. Now, 11 times David's name is mentioned. 11 times his name's mentioned within the text. But he's called the king, and once the two are united, we find that he's called King David. So there's 5 times where his name is singular. Amen. There's other times where his name is King David, and there's other times where his name is the king. Amen. David the king. And so David's name was used 5 times. Now the name David, that 5 in the Word of God symbolizes this. It symbolizes the grace and the goodness of God. Amen. You say, what are you talking about? Well, I don't know if you've ever considered that, but there was no other person that could help Mephibosheth in his state. There was no person that could bring him out. There was no person that could help him. No, why was that? Because David was the king. Amen. And in order to bless Mephibosheth, it had to come through royalty. It had to come through the air, amen. And so what I'm trying to tell you tonight, that was without all the word of God, only David could help Mephibosheth in his state. I'm thinking tonight, I may be totally wrong, but I'm thinking tonight there wasn't no other God in the world. There was no idol God. There was no wood God. There was no concrete God. There was, listen to me, there was no graven God that could help me in my state when I was lost that night. The only one that could help me was the God of heaven, amen. And he came right where I was at, amen, and gave me what I needed to get. The interest in the broken. But then we find this also. The second thing is, I see tonight an invitation that was given to the broken. Notice verse number 4 and 5. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Abel, in Lodabar. Then the king sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Abel, from Lodabar. Did you know that the name David means beloved? And Jesus was God's beloved son. And for instance, did I listen to me? For I'm trying to tell you that when Jesus Christ was baptized in the River Jordan, the God of heaven spoke and he said this, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So the messenger, the sender, the king, give Mephibosheth an invitation no one else could give.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.